Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Families who have a member with special needs can find information and support through several programs in our area. One organization that strives to assist the family as a whole is Families Helping Families of Northeast Louisiana. Joining me in studio is Families Helping Families Executive Director Alicia Banks and Board Member Deanne Groves. Deanne, first, let's talk a little bit about the organization itself, Families Helping Families. It really extends to the group as a whole.
Yes. All the employees at Families Helping Families are family members of a person with a disability, and they reach out to all parts of the family, the children, the adults, the parents, grandparents, to try to support them in the needs that they have for their family member.
Some of the things that are commonly seen at Families Helping Families, some of the inquiries that you have, what would those be?
Well, they handle inquiries from parents who are having challenges with school systems and services at school systems. They also help persons who are seeking medical treatment for their family member, because a lot of the medical treatment is out of our area and families need assistance to reach New Orleans or Shreveport. And they also just see a lot of daily needs from families who are struggling to make ends meet. So they provide things like undergarments, or they have a loan closet for medical supplies. And then they also have just an ear for families who just need to talk and find their way through the maze of government agencies to find those supports. So having a good listening ear is a big thing.
About how many families and what area is covered by the group?
Families Helping Families is a statewide organization, but the local one covers 12 parishes in Northeast Louisiana.
As far as locating legal assistance for those with a disability, Alicia, are you able to direct those to find legal assistance? Should such a service be required?
Certainly. Mm-hmm. We do have some names and telephone numbers and some acquaintance with some attorneys who are certified in things like estate planning and special needs trust. Those are the legalities that we've, you know, addressed in the past. Other types of legalities are typically handled by, you know, typical attorneys, but not all are certified in special needs.
Right.
So that's of interest to us.
How unique is the program, one in which reaches out not only to the individual with a disability, but to encompass the family? What is it in interacting with these families that stands out about the work of Families Helping Families?
Because we have the parent perspective, the parent and the family as a whole is the heart of what we do.
Deanne, one of the things I wanted to ask you, how did you become involved with Families Helping Families and becoming a board member?
Well, I have worked in the field of disabilities for 30-something years, and I met Alicia through that. And so after I left that field and started another career, I was able to volunteer to be on her board because I truly believe in their organization. They really, really do good work.
As far as how Families Helping Families operates, how is that done? Is it state funds? Is it private donations?
We work on contract, donations, fundraisers, grant application, all of the above. We use multiple sources. The wonderful thing about our organization is currently we are funded through contracts with agencies, other state agencies that serve individuals with disabilities. And through a federal mandate many, 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 many years ago, mm-hmm. They were required at that time to involve a parent, a family member of an individual with disabilities when addressing those needs. So we became a wonderful resource for them, and then in turn we are a resource for other family members.
When we talk about being a resource and the breadth, I guess, of the services that are provided, not only for those who may have the initial diagnosis of a young child that may have a disability, but also for those that may be new to the area, how can they find out more about the organization?
Oh, we're there 5 days a week, mm-hmm. 8 to 5. We are always seeking ways to get the word out for families to know that we're there and that we do offer these services. And there's no charge for them. We don't do any billable services. So everything is available through our office. We can connect them. We'll spend the time and energy it takes to help them search out the answers and the help they're needing. And again, at no charge.
And there's a lot of activities that the group hosts that welcomes these families, just simply to network and to be able to talk to one another.
Right. We have been somewhat discouraged in the support group area because our society has changed so, as everyone listening to this knows. In the past, there were support groups because fewer mothers were out in the workforce. They were able to get together and maybe network and talk to one another for support and lend a hand. But now there's so much talking on the internet and, you know,
right.
That sort of thing that, and every mother works. Practically every mother works. So there's not the time that there used to be for that sort of thing. So support groups have not flourished in years, recent years. But we do have, we are involved with Facebook.
Yeah.
And we have a website. And so we try to keep that updated. And then, of course, the phone is a very valuable tool.
Right. If someone would like to find out more, how could they do so?
Our phone number is 361-0487. People come by our office at 5200 Northeast Road in Monroe, out by the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They come by there, and they're always welcome. We're always open. We do not close for lunch.
Alicia, Deanne, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.